Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen. You may be seated. The prophet Isaiah speaks of God comforting Israel in its exile. From Isaiah 54, he says, "For a brief moment I deserted you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing anger, for a moment I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer." A brief moment. Comfort for trials and tribulations, even for chastisements. A brief moment. A little while. Consolation for those who suffer at the hand of idolaters, the godless, that such suffering will be short, especially when viewed with God's timing. So Psalm 30 teaches us to pray and to trust, for his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. St. Peter reminds Christians who are suffering of this little while in his epistle twice, actually. In the first and the fifth chapters, he says, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials." And also in the fifth chapter, "And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." This is comfort. This is the comfort that is found in the gospel lesson today from John 16. This is the joy that this week can bring to us. It is the joy of having a God who sympathizes with our struggles for being Christians, who sympathizes with our struggles of suffering for his name's sake, who also can sympathize with our struggle for just having to suffer while living in a fallen world, both suffering from the hands of others and suffering what we ourselves create for ourselves. That we have a God who can sympathize with us and can take us into consideration and then promise joys to come. And that promise of joy to come is meant to be a comfort and a help in every present suffering to make it lighter. Seven times in that gospel lesson, that phrase, "a little while," is found. It is spoken in consolation by our Lord to his disciples, and then, of course, it is spoken amongst the disciples as they try to understand what he's saying. It's a word of promise. It is something they can put their trust in, especially as this is spoken to them on that first Maundy Thursday, and they are all going into the full ravages of Good Friday and would not see joy again until Easter Sunday. That in that little while, the world, the Jews, the chief priests, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, who sought to kill Jesus, would rejoice in having their Sabbath free of Jesus. And the Romans involved either moved on with their lives or took happiness from the cruelty that they could show to Jesus, this conquered Jewish rabbi. The disciples were sorrowful. They suffered in fear, in uncertainty. Were they next? What is to come now? Do we just go back to fishing? Was it all for nothing? Just the fear and the uncertainty. They were found living in that first Easter evening, locked behind those doors. But the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ ended that little while and reversed all of this, just as Jesus said. The disciples see the Lord, they hear his word of peace, and they have joy, just as he promised. And the enemies of Christ, well, they find themselves in great fear and trepidation, worried about what has happened and plotting and planning other stories to get them around what they fear might have actually happened. Think of the kindness of Christ here. Christ knows what is coming for him, and he could have been completely self-absorbed with what he was going to have to endure. But yet he thinks more of them. He knows what is coming, and so he speaks to his disciples to comfort them. They will have this little while to think of while they suffer. They will have this word of promise to think about. Jesus promised them release from their afflictions, that the affliction itself was momentary. It would pass, and indeed it did pass, for joy that came at Easter. And yet there is a bit of a double meaning. This little while that Jesus speaks of is also concerning the time from his ascension back to the right hand of the Father to his return to the earth in judgment. This is, of course, the time we live in. It was the time, of course, that the disciples, who now were turned into apostles, lived and preached during. It is what allowed them, as we read from sacred scripture and learn from other traditions, to endure the hatred of the world, to put up with the mockery of the unbelievers, to suffer all the trouble that this world could hand them, and even to endure all this imprisonment by governing authorities as they went out from Jerusalem unto all the world, preaching that offensive message of the cross, of Christ crucified, of repentance and forgiveness of sins found in Christ Jesus alone. So if that little while is meant to be also for that time from the ascension to the judgment, then that comfort of that little while is meant also for us as disciples of Jesus. That if you are a Christian, and you speak and you live like it, you will certainly receive the hatred and persecution, or at least disdain and mockery of the world, just like Jesus did, just like the disciples did after him. It's not like we can both be Christian and cherished and loved by the world at the same time. That the world and the Christ are in opposition to each other. And that means that you will find struggle and suffering in this world. You will find that being a Christian brings various degrees of difficulty in the world as you live where God puts you. To you, as you suffer any of this, or even as you suffer just trying to live a life amongst this fallen, sinful mess that is this world, or even to you as you suffer the wrath of the fall into sin, as that corruption takes a very personal hit in your body and takes a toll with chronic diseases or terminal illnesses, to you who goes through hard times, these words of Christ are given. A little while. At this time, whatever you're going through with it is but a little while. It too shall pass. That our Lord Jesus Christ has promised to return, and indeed he comes quickly. And that this is not meant to be a fearful thing for you at all, that this is the same Jesus who departed and ascended to his Father in heaven, the same Jesus who was crucified for you, rose for you, the same Jesus who sent you his Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the same Jesus who rules and reigns over all things at the right hand of the Father even now. That Jesus returns. That Jesus is not distant from you as you suffer. He is the Jesus of whom his own word says that he is ever present, a help in trouble. That even in whatever this little while has in store for you, our Lord does not turn a blind eye. He does not refuse to listen to your cries for help. Even if you should be conflicted otherwise in the battle within your own conscience, your Lord is near. If as you doubt and you struggle, you keep near his presence in his word, he will see you through it. And yes, in the real perspective of history, it will only be a little while. That he provides the very things which are the only things that can help sustain your faith and your comfort in the Word and the Sacrament. It is there you find the reminder of His promises to you and His great care and love for you. As a proof of this being true, for even whatever situation you find yourself in, I would point you to the fact that Jesus initially did fulfill exactly what He said to these disciples. They really did see Him on Easter evening, and they rejoiced. They had joy in their hearts. He really did rise from the dead, showed Himself to His disciples, spoke peace to them, showed them His wounds, His hands, His side, and they rejoiced. It really happened. That their proof to you, that proves that that happened, is that they went out and they preached and they wrote about it. That they themselves, for this truth, went out and died. They died for the sake of that sacred gospel comfort. But there is also ample proof throughout the history of the church that the church has, through its history, been recipient of Christ's promised persecution, that Christians have always had to suffer, but that that suffering has never been the end of the Christian or of the church. Every enemy that has ever taken on the church has never outlived it, has never overcome it. But instead, that enemy of the church and thus of Christ has been defeated in the face of Christ's authority and His power over all things. Has been defeated while Christ took careful care to nurture and protect His church, His Christians. So both the promise of persecution and of suffering is true, but right alongside with our Lord's promise of relief. And a part of that promise of the relief of all this suffering and trial is only being here for a little while. The time may come for Christians and for the church to suffer even more. We are certainly at no shortage of our own guilt that could be repaid in suffering. The fallen world is seemingly always going to be burdensome, a weight upon us, and of course there is always chastisement. And it's always necessary in our daily Christian lives and our continual churchly life. And then when those things happen, in the face of our temptations to despairingly believe that it can only get worse, or that it will never get better, we have these words from Jesus to guide us along the way, to rebuke our temptations and false beliefs to despair. That the time of suffering, the time of sorrow, the time to endure hardship, that time is always going to be in this earthly life a little while. Because there is indeed coming a time when our righteous Lord will visit the earth and He will repay the enemies of His people. That He has promised and He will do it. Anytime we talk about timing, we must, of course, remind ourselves humbly to humble ourselves before God's timing. That He alone can see what we can only guess about. That His clockwork might be a little different than what we want it to be, but that the promise of this little while is still always meant to be a comfort, is always meant to be a consolation for us, no matter the hardship, no matter the trial or the suffering that we're going through. Whatever stuff you're going through right now, it will be, by Jesus' own word, only a little while. The hardship that may come upon you tomorrow, well, by Jesus' word, it will only be a little while. That Christ really does care for you. And yes, this is really His promise to you. That the day of your redemption draws near, and that the morning will bring joy, and there will be a new heaven and a new earth that will be made, and you will dwell with God in eternal joys, indescribable by our fallen experience, forever. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Please rise. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.